Kanye had this, I'm just going to call it a rant, because he called it a rally when he was in South Carolina. He still hasn't really officially thrown his hat in the ring. Like, you have to actually sign stuff and say you're going to be president. You can't just decide you're going to be president and start holding rallies. Mm. You got to get on the ballot. You know what I mean? So he hasn't done that yet. So in the meantime, he's just running around saying crazy stuff. Now, Kim Kardashian, his wife, used to defend him when he would do this stuff. He's just a free thinker, you know, and that was it. But he's been bipolar for a long time, and he's an unmedicated bipolar. He has said that he doesn't want to take the medication anymore because he doesn't like how it makes him.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets up there and he's just ranting all this crazy stuff. And think about what it takes to get into a Kanye rally. You know, you got to do it ahead of time. They got to know who you are. They pat you down. It's a really big deal. And they get in there. My favorite thing is a woman. Once he starts talking about Harriet Tubman, the one woman that just turns to her boyfriend and goes, "We're getting out of here."
It's time to
like,
go
all
now.
It took to get there, like 5 minutes in, she's like, "I've had enough of this nutbag. We're out of here." So one of the things that he says during this big rant is about how he and Kim Kardashian considered aborting North. It's really upsetting, except for the fact that that never happened. Kim Kardashian and her family said that they are shocked beyond words. They're upset by Kanye's comments.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he said they considered aborting North, and they're like, that never, ever happened. We never considered that. They really wanted her, and they are just, they've come out and said that he is finally desperately in need of professional help. This was, they said that's not a rally, it's a bipolar episode.
Y'all, we leaving right now.
But here's the thing, so after he says it, he has this moment of clarity where he hears what just came out of his mouth, and he actually says, "I wouldn't be surprised if my wife was going to divorce me after making these comments, but I'm still thankful that she had North." Well, she didn't. None of this happened. Yeah, that's it. Like, none of that's true. That was not the plan.
I had my leather pants on. What does that have to do?
Oh, he's talking about, like, you know, what a D-bag he was. Like, and he's trying to explain. He was a D-bag. I wore leather pants. You know what kind of guy wears leather pants. And my favorite part is before he left, he asked Jay-Z to be his running mate.
Did he really?
Yes. Jay-Z hates him. They haven't spoken in so long. They had this huge falling out a while back. They have not spoken since, you know, but suddenly he's like, "You want to be my running mate?" And Jay-Z's like, "Yeah, get some medication, dude."
Okay, what I don't understand is, so he showed up. There's an American flag behind him. Mm-hmm. There are curtains behind him. It looks like a rally.
Yeah.
But there's no mic. There's no microphone amplification at all at this rally. Nobody can hear him. So he's just yelling into a crowd with a bulletproof vest on the whole time.
That's right. I love the fact that Kanye West, somebody who has performed in front of millions of people with all kinds of microphones, who understands the concept of getting on a stage.
Right.
This is not new to him. It's not like he's a journalist and doesn't really know how audio works. I mean, he's literally a rapper and a performer. So the fact that he got up there with no microphone and just spewed all this crazy stuff should tell you everything you need to know about him right there.
Yeah. I only want certain types of mics when I talk, and I'm not Kanye.
He's like, people. What's so funny is, like, the people that this part that they wrote, they just wrote inaudible, inaudible, inaudible. Shoes, inaudible. Something else, something else.
Inaudible.
Inaudible.
Then the F word.
My mom saved my life. My dad wanted to abort me.
He never says for a second what he's going to do for this country, what his platform is. I don't know how he feels about global warming. I don't know how he feels about, I mean, I kind of know how he feels about abortion, I think. But other than that, I don't know anything about him politically. What's his plan for the economy? What's his plan for COVID? Which is why you cannot take him seriously.
This is a guy on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan yelling at a building.
Right. right?
You know, you always see that guy just yelling and people kind of around him going, what is this guy talking about? This is pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, the guy, because he's rich, he's eccentric. You know, if he wasn't rich, he would just be a guy yelling at a building. But even in New York City, like, you see a guy just yelling out of nowhere. First, you stop, you look to see if he's got like a Bluetooth on or something like this. If he's on the phone.
Right.
You know what I mean, first you make sure he's not on the phone. And then you go, oh, crazy guy. Got it.
Yelling at the building for no reason. Right. That's exactly what he's doing right now. And I don't know how he got the word out that he's going to be at this place in South Carolina that everybody should show up, but they did.
No, it's all super fans. It's the same way that Prince used to hold those like private concerts. If you're like a super fan of somebody, you're on a list and they let you know, look, you see how Donald Trump contacts you all the time?
Oh, yeah.
You're a super fan. You're a Donald Trump super fan.
That's right. So if Donald Trump said, I'm doing this in, you know, Charleston, wherever, I'd show up.
Yeah. If he had a pop-up rally, you'd be invited. And you'd know to show up.